Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And of course, as we continue to march our way towards conventions coming up, not this Saturday, but the next, followed by primary season, we're trying to keep tabs on all the candidates and all the races to see what's happening around the Beehive State. And of course, the congressional district, open seat with John Curtis choosing to run for a Senate seat instead. One of those who has their eye on that particular seat in Congress, Case Lawrence, is running. He's a resident of Utah County. He's the founder and former CEO of Circus Tricks, now Sky Zone. And Case, welcome to the show.
Boyd, thanks for having me.
So as you begin this journey, I have to give you the counsel that I've given everyone as they think about running for Congress. And that is, the most frustrated people in our nation's capital are those who are entrepreneurs or former business executives. They tend to be part of what I call the flat forehead society. You slap your head thinking, I don't understand that. So I want to know, Case, what is it that got you into this race, knowing that government is not going to run nearly as well as you've run your business?
Yeah. Look, I feel a sense of urgency about the direction of our country, just like you and I know many of your listeners. And I've watched over the last congressional term here as we have gotten nothing done. And frankly, that, you know, that's not just a problem of the entire House. It's a problem of our Republican caucus. We have got to be smarter team players back there. And instead, we've been sowing drama. We've been infighting. We've been trying to excommunicate our speaker rather than get things done. So to your point, Boyd, that's one of the big motivators for me getting into this race. We need to send serious people back to Washington, D.C., and I will be that kind of leader, that kind of representative for the 3rd District.
Yeah, we always say that the real driver of freedom, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, are the entrepreneurs and the business owners. And if you want to help a country that's in socialism or in some kind of dictatorship, it's getting those institutions that support entrepreneurs and business owners. Give me a sense in terms of how you would approach some of those crucial issues back in D.C. through the lens of your entrepreneurial and business experience.
Yeah, you know, to that point, I'm the only person in this race who has a track record of doing big things in the real world of business. I built a billion-dollar business with over 5,000 employees. And through that, through leading and building that, Boyd, I found myself on the front lines of just about every major economic crisis of our generation, both the Great Recession and then most recently in COVID. We have trampoline parks and kids' playgrounds all over the world. And during COVID, over 300 of them were shut down for an average of over 7.5 months. And we had to dig in. We had to negotiate with landlords, with employees, with banks. And we did. We were able to do that and get things done. So you're right. I do have a bias toward getting real things done. And I'm hoping that that will give me credibility and leadership in our own caucus to help be a force for doing that.
Yeah. As you look at and project forward, if we got to January 5th of 2025 and things came out right, what would be the highest priority? Day one, you're sworn in. What's next?
You know, there's a lot of big problems. For me, the number one urgent problem is the border. And it's urgent because there is this time element, Boyd, where every day thousands of people are pouring over and presenting themselves at the border. And so every day counts. And for that reason, for that time urgency, I think the border is the number one issue. And I am very optimistic. I'm optimistic that we can win the White House, that we can flip the Senate. And if we do, we are going to pass historic legislation substantially in the form of H.R. 2, which is there and waiting in the wings. And I think we can make, that's one area we can make a big impact. I'm optimistic.
Yeah. As you've been out on the campaign trail, talking to the voters in the 3rd Congressional District, what have you been hearing, and especially what has surprised you as you've gone through this process thus far?
Well, you know, I've been surprised by a number of things, but the biggest thing I've been surprised at is how well-informed Utah voters are, and specifically how well-informed delegates are in this state who are participating in in that process, and the questions they bring are deep, they are detailed, and they are well informed. So that's one big surprise. You know, I've also been surprised at how much difference of opinion there is in the current Republican Party. There's a lot of different thoughts, different opinions seem to be, you know, even though we agree on maybe 90% of things, there's some vociferous disagreements on certain issues. And like many, I'm hopeful we can remember that we're all on the same team as we discuss those rationally and find a way forward as a party.
All right. And then final question for you, and this is a question I ask to every candidate, any office from city mayor to president of the United States. I've asked everybody the same question, and it is, as you're learning, campaigns are hard, they're brutal, they can be awful, painful, exhausting, exasperating, all of those things, plus to your family. What is it that would make all of this worthwhile? Even if you got to the first Tuesday in November and you came up short, what would still have made it all worthwhile?
Well, I already feel that it's all been worthwhile. My family is aligned in this journey with me. They've been actively involved in this campaign, and it's actually been one of the great adventures we've shared as a family, one of the great experiences. So already I feel that. And Boyd, I feel like my eyes have been open. I've learned so much. I've met so many people. And, you know, become so much from this experience that it's hard I don't think I'll ever regret it, regardless of the outcome. But I'm just, it's made me more grateful to be a member of the great state of Utah and of the Republican Party. It really, really has. It's brought me back to a basic appreciation for those things and for our country.
Fantastic. Case Lawrence running for the 3rd congressional seat. Resident of Utah County. And Case, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck over these last week and a half to get to convention and beyond. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you as the campaign rolls forward. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Boyd.
All right. Again, that's Case Lawrence running in the 3rd congressional district. And always fascinating to see what draws people in. I loved his perspective in terms of what he's learning in the process, the confidence it gives in the state of the state of Utah and the direction that we can actually move forward together with. So great perspective there. Big thanks to Case Lawrence for joining us as he runs for that 3rd congressional seat. We'll continue to cycle candidates through as we have this conversation. And I love that Case Lawrence pointed out how educated the voters are that are coming to these town halls and to these campaign events. And I do think it is a unique thing here in the state of Utah that people are engaged, that they are leaning in. And I hope you're leaning in as you get to know candidates in a wide range of races, from the federal level right down to the city and the local level. Those are all crucial conversations to be had. It's your job to be part of it, to be informed, so that you can actually make your vote matter, not just count. All right, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top-of-the-hour news. Hour number two coming up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. This is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.